This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Chris Stallmanzon. If you've ever visited more than one courthouse, you may have noticed a pattern in the snack bars. For the most part, the people who run them are blind. This tradition dates back to 1936, when the federal government created a program to train blind people to run these stands in government buildings. According to the Washington Post, more than 1,000 blind vendors in the U.S. have gone out of business in recent years, in part because tighter building security keeps casual customers from dropping in. In the Monterey County Courthouse, the man behind the counter has been there for more than 30 years, but now is fighting to stay afloat. For KAZU, Julie Reynolds of the Monterey Herald reports.
It's a quiet afternoon at Randy's Snack Shop in Salinas. Randy Henson's customer tells him what she's buying as she hands him a bill.
45.
And here's your
20?
20.
Randy is legally blind. He lost his sight in the fifth grade. He remembers being able to see when he played basketball at recess, but things changed suddenly.
The central vision loss was instantaneous. I came back in after recess and the teacher asked me to read something from the history book, and I was like plunking along the
He could see a little bit on the sides, but his central vision was gone. Randy learned he had something called Wolfram syndrome.
It's a very rare hereditary disease that affects the second male of every other generation.
Randy always had a strong work ethic, and being blind didn't slow him down. He finished school and got a job at a pizza parlor. That's where he heard about a program called the Randolph Shepherd Act, to help blind people set up concession stands in government buildings. He started inside the Monterey Courthouse in the 1980s, then moved to the Salinas Court Complex, where he's been for decades. For a cut of the action, the state provides the space and specialized machinery, like a talking cash register that tells him the total.
Yeah, that's $1.25.
For years, business was bustling at Randy's Snack Shop in the old west wing of the Salinas Courthouse. Lawyers, judges in their robes, and tired jurors all stopped in for coffee or lunch. But in 2006, the cafe had to relocate so the West Wing could be renovated. The district attorney's office and Randy's Snack Shop were moved to temporary trailers a block away and remain there today. These days, tight security at the main courthouse entrance means fewer and fewer customers are willing to go outside and make the block-long trek to Randy's during a recess. On a recent afternoon, Prosecutor Steve Summers stepped in to buy a snack. He said he feels for Henson and his plight.
Yeah, this is a terrible location. You don't get any of the foot traffic. You don't get any of the people.
Randy was told he could move back in a year.
And then how many long has it been?
8.5.
8.5 years later. That's not good.
First, problems with asbestos and lead paint delayed Randy's move back date. Now the county has no plans or budget to finish the West Wing renovation. Keeping his shop open gets harder every day. But Randy's determined to stay in business because so many in our justice system depend on him.
Yeah, a lot of people come in, whether it's office workers or even people going to court or jurors, and a lot of them have a little bit of nerves going on or they're a little bit uptight. And I try to be friendly, but also create a little bit of humor. And that always tends to break the ice a little bit and let them know that, you know, we're all human.
You can find Randy's Snack Shop at the corner of Gavilan and Church Streets in Salinas. For KAZU News, I'm Julie Reynolds with the Monterey Herald.
You can read more about Randy's story in this Sunday's edition of the Monterey Herald.